The football season never ends with Comcast and the Denver Broncos. You'll find Broncos classics, one-time specials, cheerleader interviews, and more. You can even rewind, play, and fast-forward all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription and the NFL Network. Just click on Channel 1, the Sports and Fitness category, and NFL Network to uncover the Broncos Zone. Enjoy your Denver Broncos all year long, only with Comcast On Demand.
Tough adjusting, first day of working out, but good, productive. So,
how was the meeting with Coach McDaniels?
It was refreshing. Young personality, you can feel the energy when he's talking, and you know that it's not one of those things where you feel like you're coming in and everything's a rebuilding process. He sounds like he's ready to win right now, and he looks like he's making the moves to do that. So, you know, hopefully we're going in that direction.
The concerns that people have had is because of his age, whether the team would respect him, but he's the head coach. Did it feel like in that room?
Not at all. Not to me. And I think with the success of the Steelers Cubs last year, you kind of throw those things out the window. When you have personnel like this organization know what type of decisions they're making. They've been successful a long time. When you have those guys at the top that feel confident in him, then that allows the players to feel confident in him. So I don't think that's a problem.
What was the tone of the meeting?
His
meeting when he addressed the whole group.
Work. Today was the first day of the season. It wasn't one of those, let's get ready for the whole season. Today is the first day of the season. And I think that's the approach he's taking and that's the approach the players are going to take.
This is pretty serious.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, because he is a new guy, he is a young guy, and he has to establish that first. So he definitely did that.
He played several different places. How did his demeanor compare to some of these other guys you've played for? I mean, you've been around Parcells.
You know, I think his whole thing, you know, after listening to him, it was all based upon discipline. It's not just about the ideals, you know. A lot of times you listen to a coach and it feels like they're reading out of the coach's manual, just this. For him, it's discipline. If you guys are willing to do the work, then we're willing to get you there. And I think that's what I got out of it today. I can't speak for everybody, but that's what I got out of it.
Did he say anything about what's going on with Cutler?
He did, but he also said that wasn't for me to speak about, so I'm going to take him up on
that. You know, the guys aren't supposed to get involved in who's right or any of that, but just from your perspective, completely not in terms of the discussion between them, what is it like for you to have to have all this going on right now?
It's nothing new. For me, he's my seventh head coach in 8 years, so for me, it's definitely nothing new. All the transition, whether it's the coaching staff, the front office people, or the personnel, the players in themselves. So this is nothing new for me. It's not one of those things where I feel shocked because a lot is going on right now. At the end of the day, every team in this league is adjusting right now. Pittsburgh Steelers are still adjusting. Everything is always changing. It's no different from us than it is with them. It may be a little bit more, but that comes with the territory, and for me, it's no big deal. I think the quarterback is the face of the team. You take the coach out of it, and he is the face of the team. I think everybody would tell you, you know, the quarterback. It starts with the quarterback, and I don't think that's different here than anywhere else.
How hard is it then, if this is day one of the season, to not know who your
quarterback is? It's not. It's only hard if you're allowed to be hard, and if you're a professional, you don't allow it to be hard. I mean, it's all about the approach you take as an individual. You know, my approach is I have to do what's best for this team. I have absolutely no control of what happens outside of that.
So you get to meet all the rest of the new guys,
mm-hmm.
Did you get to talk to Champ?
I did. I talked to him a little bit in the weight room, just general conversation. And, you know, for me, I think the challenge is being on the other side of him, I know how much work I'm going to get. So when they say that today was the first day of work, you know, I took it pretty seriously. I'm working hard because I know the challenge behind it.
What kind of secondary are we going to see?
I'd rather not speculate because at the end of the day, I think on paper we look pretty good. We also look old, I've heard that. But at the end of the day, this is a production business, and I think with the veterans that you have back there, and Champ being a great player is, and Brian being a great player is, me and Ronaldo are going to try to come in and match that. And if we can match that, I think as a unit, we'll be okay.
What would that be like, playing with Ronaldo? You guys come over from Miami where you had went from worst to a playoff team.
Fun because it makes adjusting a little bit easier. He's by far the best communicating safety I've played with, and we know what type of situation we had to deal with in Miami in terms of trying to turn the organization around. And I know how committed he is as a player, and he's not a me guy. It's just not about him. It's about a group, and that feels good knowing that I'm coming in with him. So,
how much were you able to build on that experience last year with the transition you guys made in just one season to come to a defense that obviously struggled last year?
It's hard to answer that right now because I don't know. I don't know what we, because the system is different, you know. Again, it's different coaching staffs and different personalities we're going to have to deal with. So at the same time, you know, everything adjusts and we'll adjust with it. Not try to stand in the forefront, but definitely not try to fit in the back. We're going to fit in with the group. So I think I can answer that better down the line as we tend to get through some of this work.
You're one of the new guys here, a lot of new guys on this team, working out today for the first time in the altitude. How was it making that adjustment?
Well, you know, I haven't felt it yet. We haven't been outside. We haven't ran yet. So tomorrow I think we're expected to get our first team run in, and they're telling me it's going to be pretty tough. So going from a lot of humidity to none, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a tough adjustment. But, again, I'll adjust.
What kinds of things are most people doing today from a workout standpoint?
I think we had upper body workout today. I think tomorrow is a lower body workout and a team run. But today was strictly upper body from what I saw. Everybody has a different group. You know, the DBs and the receivers tend to stick together and so on and so forth. Everybody had a different workout, but I saw a lot of upper body workouts.
What was enticing about the Broncos when you were in free agent?
Enticing about the Broncos? I think when I saw Brian sign, that was one, and then I saw Ronaldo sign. So for me, that was enticing. Knowing the, you know, I have a great amount of respect for Champ, a great amount of respect for Brian, and I played with Ronaldo. So for me, that was kind of like if I could make this work, it would be nice.